the Lord.
I want to thank the Lord again this morning for allowing us to join together. I say it all the time. I really do mean it. Listen, this is a prayer service, so you're going to get out of it what you put into it. We do have prayer leads, but you have your own personal time of prayer, and you have set it aside this morning. So go ahead and reach out to your God and get what you need from him this morning. If it's strength, if it's encouragement, if it's just a thank you, Lord. Lord, you thank you for everything that you have done. Thank you for covering me. That is what we're here for. We're coming together to do it, all right? So at this time, I'm not going to hold her up any longer. Sister Elaine, it's in your hands if you're ready, ma'am.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine. I continue to sit at the location where I am in my home at my kitchen table. I thank God for letting me be able to do that each and every Monday of each week. The topic that I chose for myself is called "Why Do God Love Us So?" And I just wonder about that even now. Why do he love us so much, even in the way that we are, the way that we think, the way that we just do everything that sometimes may not even be the way that he expected to be for us? But I thank him anyway, because he loves us so much regardless to whatever and however we do things, however we say things, he still loves us. He changes not with us, and that's why I pick this for me. It says, "It is God's own goodness that his love flows. He loves us because he loves us. We don't deserve his love. Nothing pushes him to love us simply. God loves us personal. He knows each of us individually and loves us personally. His is a mighty love that has no beginning and no end. This love is unconditional and seeks what is best for people, ultimately bringing glory to God. The key reasons why God loves us is God is natural. His natural part of his core identity. His creation, God chose to create humans, making them in his image and likeness, which is a powerful and act of love and reflects its own divine attributes. His sacrifices, God demonstrated the depth of his love by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross to pay for humanity's sins, offering a way to have eternal life and restore relationship with God. Desire for relationship. God deserves a relationship with people. He desires it, a relationship with people, and actively seeks them through drawing them to himself and sending the Holy Spirit to dwell within them. Unconditional and unbreakable, God's love is constant and does not depend on humans' feelings or performance. It is a deep, unbreakable love that nothing can separate people from. For his glory, his immense love for us, even in our weaknesses, bring glory to his name and reflects his greatness, his holiness, and mercy. John 3:16, "For God loved the world, he gave his only one and only son, that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Here there's scriptures in Romans 5 and 8 and Jeremiah 3 and 13. Let's pray. God, I thank you for your love. Where would I be, or where would we all be, even on this line and even far? Where would we be without your love? Where would we be for you loving us the way that you do, you have, and you still do? We thank you for your wonderful love. We thank you, Lord God, even for the things that you still forgive us for, even when we come to you and ask you to forgive us for the things that we may have said and done, even to other people, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We know how you loved us because you sent your only begotten Son to be beaten and to be on a cross to die for us and to bleed for us, Lord. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, because we don't know how he was thinking or how he felt at that time. But, Lord, we was wondering, would we be exactly like your Son, Jesus, even in this day and time? Could we die for other people, Lord God? We thank you, Lord God, because you're a God of goodness. You're a God that is wonderful. You are the God that has been merciful to us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you so much for loving us so much that you did all of these things, that even in your word, as we read your word each and every day, we see even in your word how you loved us, how you loved us so much, and you still do. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you that we want to teach our children and grandkids how wonderful and how great you are to us. We thank you this morning for waking us up. That's part of your love right there, that you woke us up this morning and that we're able to do the things that we do even in this world, a world that is not that great and that good to us, but we live in it because of you. We are alive because of you. We thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord, this morning. We lift our hands up to you this morning because you love us so much. You love us so that we sometimes forget how you love us some days as our days go by. We forget sometimes in the way that we do things that you are still here. I wonder sometimes about how you love us so much in the way that we are, the way that we can be sometimes. Oh, God, you're a wonderful God. We thank you, Lord God, that we come through you, through your Son, Jesus Christ. We come and we ask Jesus to listen to us so that he can take our prayers to you, God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing, all that you're about to do in our lives, even today, even in this world today, Lord. It's not the world that you put us on. It's the people, Lord God, and we want to constantly pray for the hearts of the people, even our own hearts, Lord. We thank you this morning. We lift our hands up. We bow down to you this morning. We thank you for everything that you're doing, everything that you're about to do in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for this prayer line this morning. We thank you that we're able to open our minds and speak to you about how we feel and what's going on and how we want to continue to know your word and bring your word forth each and every day. We thank you, Lord God, for our leaders, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the people that don't even live in our cities and that's not here, that's far from here, but they get on this line also with us. We are called the body of Christ. Everybody is the body of Christ here on this line. Whether you are a member of our church, you are a member of our church. Even now, we thank you this morning. We thank you. We glorify your name. We thank you for our Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark that put this together for us. We thank you for this new model church. And we thank you, Lord God, that you approve of this church, this new model, because you wasn't in a building. You stood on the sea. You stood on land. You stood on the mountain. And we thank you. We give you thanks for this new model. We thank you. We thank you for everything. We open our hearts and our minds to you. And we give you praise this morning. We thank you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I give it back to the host.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Sister Elaine. Listen, I tell y'all, as you lean into the prayer, that's what happens with me. Sometimes I get caught off guard because I'm already in my own little world of praise and prayer unto the Lord. So sometimes y'all will say, well, how did a song come to her? Or why did this word come? Because I'm just pushing in. I'm listening to her. And she wants to know, Lord, why do you love us so much? What was so special about us? Well, he has a purpose. He has a plan for us. And because he loved us so much, he already wrote it into existence. It says before the foundations of the world, this plan was already set in place, that he was already slain. Before we ever knew him, he loved us so much. And I said, I remember Pastor Lenora on Friday, she didn't want to sing her song. I had texted her, y'all, sing your song. Don't listen. We got to learn how to just praise him, how to give him glory, how to give him honor. Even when it seems like, okay, well, I don't know if I'm doing too much. Let me tell y'all right now, you're not doing too much. Let God have your praise. Let God have your worship. Lord, open the eyes of our hearts. We want to see. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see Jesus. I want to see you high, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Does anybody want to see him? See his glory, feel your place. Listen, you might be at work, you might be at home, wherever you are, his glory is there. His presence is there. When we come together, there says when two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. You have to believe the word of God. And when you begin to walk in his word with your faith extended, things will move. Your situation will turn around. Answers will come. And I believe that there are testimonies coming that no more on Won't He Do It Wednesday. It'll be lit up with hands being raised because I got to tell somebody about the goodness of my God. Woo, let me calm down. Let me get myself together. That wasn't my intent. Thank the Lord for allowing us to have another opportunity to be in front of him. Listen, I'm not going to take up no more of your time. Sister LaTanya, it's in your hands if you're ready, ma'am.
Well, thank you for stealing my song, Sister Shani. Appreciate it. I appreciate it. So, since she stole my song, which was going to be Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord, the passage to that is Ephesians 1, verse 18. It says, and I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. God, I pray this morning that you would open our eyes, that we would see you more clearly. We thank you because your word promises that where two or more are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of your people. And you said where two or more ask, it shall be given unto us by the Father. And so, Lord, we come asking that you would hear our prayers. Our prayers, Father God, to have a focus that's on you. Have a focus on our hearts waiting on your return, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you would give us strength today. I pray, Father God, that you would give us wisdom and knowledge and understanding. I pray, Father God, that you would give us a vision. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would give us a new hope. Lord, I pray that you would come and be with us in our good times and our bad times. We pray for those who have lost somebody this week. We pray for those who lost somebody last week. I pray, Father God, that you would touch their hearts. Heal them where they hurt, Father God. But, Lord, we recognize that we need you. We recognize that this place is temporary and your home is eternal. I pray, Father God, that we will walk in knowledge of the fact that we're just passing through. But help us to get ready. Help us, Father God, to work while it's still day, for a time is coming. You said we won't be able to work. I pray, Father God, that we will be ready. That we'll be ready for the bride who's coming. Are ready for the groom who's coming for his bride. I just pray, Father God, that we would be a church that's ready. I pray, Lord Jesus, that our hearts would be open to serve. I pray, Father God, that we would be willing to go where you would call us to go, and we would be, and that we would be willing to say, yes, Lord, send me. Lord, as our hearts are open, as you open our hearts, we see things more clearly the way you see things, Father God. Lord Jesus, we want to be about the Father's business, the kingdom's business, to go into the world, preaching, baptizing, ministering. Father God, I just pray, Lord Jesus, that we will recognize that we're all called to minister unto one another. And so I pray, Father God, that your word would shine deeply so in our hearts, Father God, that it will spill out. I pray, Father God, for a fresh anointing over your people. I pray, Father God, that it would flow freely through us, as you freely give it to us. I pray, Father God, that you would be our strength, that we would lean on you. We recognize that you are the author and perfecter of our faith. And so I pray, Father God, that we'll walk in lockstep with you and who you are. Father God, we continue to pray for our kids. We continue to pray for that bloodshed covering over their lives as they go to and from school, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that they would be encouraged and not discouraged. I pray, Father God, that our kids would be surrounded by those who would spur them forward and not pull them back. I pray, Father God, against bullying. And I pray, Father God, against low self-esteem and depression. I pray, Father God, that our kids would know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And so we come against the works of the enemy. And everything he would try to do, Father God, to hinder our kids growing in knowledge, our kids growing in self-esteem, our kids growing in hope. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We cast it to the help of which it came. And I pray, Father God, that they would know that they are loved by you. I pray, Father God, that we as your people, we know that you love us so. That unconditional love that sent your son to the cross to die for our sins. I pray, Father God, that we remember that you said in your word that whatsoever shall be bound on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever shall be loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So, Lord, I pray right now that you would loose your peace upon your people. I pray that you would loose your power upon your people. I pray, Father God, that you would release hope upon your people. Help us to fear not, for you have overcome. Help us to remember that we are overcomers in Christ Jesus. Lord Jesus, I pray again that our hearts would be open to seeing you more clearly. I pray, Father God, that we would know that you have given us the strength that we need to make it through the day. And I pray, Father God, that we won't be downcast and we won't be discouraged, Father God. I pray for those who are sick right now in their body. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would touch them in the only way you can. Father God, you said that by your stripes we are healed. Your blood stained on that cross for us, for our healing and for our salvation. I pray, Father God, that we will put our hope and our trust in you alone. I pray, Father God, that we will continue to gear ourselves up with the full armor, God, that we will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, remembering that we do not fight against flesh and blood, but against the principalities of this world. And I pray, Father God, that we remember that two strands are better than one. And so I pray, Father God, that we would hold each other accountable through your word and through prayer, Father God, that we would run this race that you have called us to run. Remember that in the end, we win. Thank you for the hope that you give us. Thank you that you said that you have called us we might have life and have it to the full. Lord Jesus, we call upon that life that you have given us. And I pray, Father God, that we will live it to the fullest. Live it in honor and glory to you. Help us to live our lives in testimony of who you are, because you are a good Father. And everything you have created is good. And so, Lord, I pray that we will walk in light of that. I pray, Father God, that we will walk in light that you have ordered our steps. That we don't have to walk aimlessly in a circle. That you order our steps, Father God, and you make straight the path before us. And so, Lord, I pray that we will walk in that straight path. I pray, Father God, that we won't hold on to the things that easily entangle us, Father God, but we would tear it off, Lord Jesus, that we may run this race, Lord Jesus, unhindered, unbothered, ready to go, Father God, ready to do your will. We say yes to your will and to your way, Father. And I pray, Father God, that we won't be discouraged, but again, that we will be encouraged, that we will be empowered, that we will speak the words that you give us to speak, Father God, to the people that you will have us speak it to. And I pray that we would do it in love, and that we would do it in mercy, and that we would do it in grace, and the same grace that you have for us, Father God, that we would extend to other people. But help us, Father God, not to shrink back, but to be bold, Father God, to be bold about who you are and who we are, Father God. For we know that Satan comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. And so we call back our family. And we call back our children. And we call back our brothers. And we call back our sisters. And we call back our mothers. And call back our fathers. And I pray, Father God, that you would draw their hearts unto you. And draw our hearts unto you, O Father God. Help us to know you more. You are Yahweh. You are the great I am. You are the beginning and the end. And we thank you for the leading of your Holy Spirit. We pray, Father God, that we will be obedient to his leading and his guiding. We pray, Father God, that we would be open. Father God, that we won't be shy. That we will remember that you have called us to this place for such a time as this. I pray, Father God, that we would be willing to go. I pray, Father God, but as we go, we will hide your word. And we will speak truth. And we will speak your word and life unto other people. I pray, Father God, that we will be girded up. Lord Jesus, we know that we do not fight against flesh and blood, but against the principalities of this world. And I pray, Father God, that we will be willing and ready to fight against the works of the enemy. And Lord Jesus, that we will say, not our family, not our children, not our spouses, not our parents, not our brothers, not our sisters. For you say it is your will that no man should perish. So I pray, Father God, that we would be witnesses here on earth, witnesses about a place that you have gone to prepare for us. But help us not to be so engulfed in a place that we forget about who's coming back to get us, that we forget about who it's all about. It's about Jesus, who says, I'm going, and then I'm coming back. I'm calling you home. And so, Lord Jesus, I just pray for your peace. Pray, Father God, that your peace would just again continue to rule and to reign. And I pray, Father God, that as our eyes are open and our hearts are open, that we will say all to Jesus, I surrender. We give you our all, Father God, that you would have your way. Help us to die to self. And help us most of all, Father God, to decrease that you might increase in our lives all the more. And we say today, Father God, that we need you. We say, Father God, that you are our hope. You are our salvation. You are love. We thank you, Father God, that you know us and you have called us by name. And we thank you because we are reminding your word that you dance over us. And so I pray, Father God, that throughout today, Lord Jesus, we will see your hand moving. We pray that throughout today, Father God, we would have a new hope and a new vision. We pray, Father God, that you will put a song in our hearts, that we will praise you, Father God, throughout the day. We will lift you high throughout the day, for you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be lifted up. You are a good, good Father. Help us to recognize that we are your children. We have been bought with a price. It is no longer we who live, but you in us. Christ, who died for our sins, rose with power. And he's giving us that power. And so, Father God, I pray that we will walk in truth, mercy, light, and grace. And I pray, Father God, that in our lives, above all else, you would be glorified. So, Lord, we say we thank you. Lord, we say we love you. Lord, you say you are worthy. And we give you this day. And we pray, Father God, that again, that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, I pray and I call down in faith and I turn it back over into the hands of the host.
Amen, amen, amen. You can sing your song, Tanya. You can sing your song. It still goes. Come on.
You did a good job, Tanya. I was ecstatic that we was actually on the same page. And because I was one, I'm like, you know, I'm going through it. Like, Lord, what should I? And when you did it, I said, it's okay. That I know that I'm on the right track. And so I thank you for sealing the song in agreement with me. Amen?
Amen. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. See you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. I want to praise him. Y'all want to praise him with me for a second? Let's just take him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You are
high in Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to your name, Lord.
Let our hearts
take
worthy
of his land.
Let us speak out.
You are worthy, Lord.
Let us turn
out. Glory to your heart.
Holy God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Freedom,
let us
Listen, we have made it to our halfway mark, and we thank God for being right here in our presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, that your people are seeking after you, that your people are running after you even now. Listen, I want to go ahead and do the supporters' declaration. Large sums of money is coming to the people of God, and we will pay our tithe. I am going to be in the right place at the right time for a blessing. Financial support is coming to this ministry daily. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. As we begin to proclaim these things over our lives, that we'll begin to see it manifest. Lord, we thank you for it. Hey, we are still looking for prayer leads. We are still looking for prayer hosts. Listen, if that is you, you say, I can do it. I can do it. I have a prayer life. I can do it. We need a fresh voice. We need someone else to step up. If that is you, you can call the church at 216-475-6327. Just leave a message, and I'm telling you, we're definitely going to get back with you. If you say, I can't do the whole 15, listen, we'll pair up with you. We'll get you through it. Believe me. All right? It is now time for our next prayer lead. It's Sister Cynthia. Listen, this is my mother. She celebrated her birthday on yesterday. I was singing the birthday song to her and gave her my age. So we laughed about it on yesterday. But listen, such a blessing to have a praying mother. And I'm going to turn it over to her at this time.
Well, bless you, saints. This is Sister Cynthia. And I'm going to pray what's on my heart. And so out of the book of Genesis in the 18th chapter, Abraham went to the Lord because the Lord wanted to destroy the city. And he said to the Lord, he said, if you could find 50 righteous, would you destroy a whole city for 50? And the Lord said, if it's 50, I won't destroy the city. He said, well, Lord, if it's 45, would you destroy the whole city for 45? He said, no, if I find 45, I would not destroy the whole city. Abraham come back and say, Lord, if you find 40, would you destroy the whole city? He said, if I find 40, no, I won't destroy it. And he come back and he say, Lord, but if you find 30, would you destroy the righteous with the wicked if you find 30? He said, no, I wouldn't destroy it for 30. And pre-adventure, Abraham came back and he said, Lord, but if you find 20, would you destroy the whole city? And he said, no, if I find 20. And he said, Lord, just one more time, but if you find 10, would you destroy a whole city? If you can find 10 righteous in the city? And he said, no, if I find 10, I would not destroy the whole city for 10 righteous. And the Lord went his way and Abraham went his way. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you on today. We give you glory and we give you honor because you're worthy. And, Lord, Abraham interceded for the people. And the Lord listened. And the Lord heard him. And he stood in the wilderness saying, Lord, would you destroy the righteous with the wicked? And he made it all the way down to 10. 10 righteous in the city. And even you, Lord, you said, no, I wouldn't destroy a whole city if I could find 10. And today we stand grateful and we're thankful, God, that you are God to care about your people. And you love us so much, God, that you will not destroy the righteous with the wicked. And you gave Abraham an opportunity and a chance to stand before you. And God, we're standing in the wilderness. We're standing in proxy for one another, crying out to you, God, because you're the only true and living God. You're the only God that answers according to your word. And we're crying out, God, for the righteous that's standing on one accord, standing on your word, believing you at your word, interceding for one another. Because, God, we come to know that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And we can call those things that's not as though they already were. We can walk by faith and not by sight. You said faith coming by hearing and hearing the word of God. You are the true and living God. There is no other God besides you. We are thankful today for the love, God, that you have for us. It's a love that sometimes we don't understand. Because sometimes, God, we stand in disobedience. Sometimes, God, you tell us to go right and we go left. God, you tell us to look straight ahead and we look back. But you're merciful, God. You're a God that forgives. You're a God that cares about everything, God, in our lives. And we're thankful, God, that you open up a window from heaven and you pour us out a blessing. And it don't be room enough to receive it, God. But most of all, you come and you rebuke the devils for our sake. And you come against the enemy and you fight for us, God. You said, revenge is mine, thus said the Lord, I shall repay. You told the children that came up out of Egypt. You said, turn around and look at your enemy, because after today, you will never see him again. And so, God, we got to know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against wickedness in high places. And wickedness is in high places, God. And we can't keep calling those things that we see. But we got to walk by faith, believing, God, that it's done in the spirit realm, not in the natural. And the only way we can beat the enemy is on our knees, crying out to you, because we belong to you. And you was willing not to destroy a whole city for 10 righteous. And today we stand in right standing, God, with you. And you said you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, we pray today that you will open our eyes so we can see you, God. So we can see you. So we will come to know you like never before. And we won't keep saying things that's not of you. But we will continue to speak your word. Because the word is nigh in our mouth. And we got to speak what thus says the Lord. What do you say, God? You say, I'm healed. What do you say, God? You say, we delivered and set free. What do you say, God? You say, I'm an all-knowing God. I know before it ever happened because I'm an all-knowing God. What do you say? You love our children, God, because you're the one that blessed us with our children. And sometimes, God, they don't walk the right road, the right way. But we have to continue to call those things as not, as though they already were believing, God, that you blessed us with them, that they will live for you and serve you, God, that they are coming to know you in a real way, that they are coming to know that you are God, you rule and you reign, even in their lives, God, that somebody is praying for them, that somebody is standing in the gap for them. Somebody's making intercession for them, God. Because you gave us the power to be able to do just that. You came, God, and then you sent the Holy Ghost to live on the inside of man. And Lord, you said that he would bring all things back to our remembrance. But we got to put it in there, God. We got to put it on the inside. And we got to know, God, no matter what, you got us. So we give you glory and honor because you're worthy. We thank you, God, that you open our eyes to be able to see who you are in real time. So when someone come with another doctrine, we won't be so easily fooled and drawn away from truth. Because you said that you come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. You said, God, that the enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy. But we thank you for the bloodshed covering that covers us, God. We don't take it for granted. We ain't out there taking it for granted like I'm covered under the blood so I can just do anything. No. You said holiness or hell. There is no in between. We either going to live holy or we not. We either going to acknowledge you as Lord and Savior of our lives, God. Because you got to become all of our life. Not just on Sunday, just not on Wednesday, God. But every day, we got to walk by faith. Every day, we got to call those things as not as though they were. Every day, God, we got to study your word. Every day, God, we got to look towards heaven and worship you and you alone. No one else gets the glory. No one else gets the honor. Because you said you would share your glory with no one. So we're thankful on this morning. Just knowing that we know you because you said in your word, you didn't show your word to everybody. And it's a mystery to them because, yes, they got knowledge, but they don't have your knowledge. And you gave it, God, even to the unlearned that was able to learn just who you are. And we come to know that you're a good God and you're an awesome God. We come to know that you love us even when no one else loves us, God. You love us with a real love that we never know. And you sent your son, God, that we could receive salvation. And then we could receive everything that you nailed on the cross. And that we no longer have to live under the law, but we live under grace. And we thank you, God. But we have to live in right standing with you. So when we lift our hands to give you praise and to give you glory and we give you honor, we lift our hands and they're clean hands, God. But if they're not clean, we got the opportunity to go to 1 John 1:9 and repent of our sins because you're faithful and you're just to forgive us of our sins. So we don't have to walk in sin every day, but we can ask for forgiveness, God. And we can thank you and praise you for forgiving us, God. And so, God, I give you the praise and I give you the glory and honor. I pray, God, that every need today on this line is met. Whatever the need is, God, I pray you will supply. And so we speak to every mountain that's standing in the way, be thou removed. And be thou cast into the sea. We cancel the assignment of the enemy. We claim the victory unto the blood. And we touch and agree that it's done by faith. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, saints. I'd like to thank everybody that wished me and my twins, Benjamin and Deborah, a happy birthday on yesterday. We had a blessed time, and I'm thankful and I'm grateful. I'm grateful because we serve an awesome God. I'm thankful that God blessed me to be able to birth 10 children. And then to give me the twins on my birthday, and I wasn't even due on my birthday, but I'm thankful. And then to give me the bonus children, I'm grateful. And yesterday, I heard from all the children, even those that wasn't mine. And so I give God the glory and I give God the honor. And I'm always thankful and grateful in my heart for the little thing that he does for me. And so I turn it back over to the host, Sister LaShonda. God bless you, saints.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that prayer. I thank God that even Pastor Lenora has the heart to just allow us to pray what's on our hearts. Sometimes we do have prayer prompts. And so we do our assignment. But when you can just call out to God from what's on your heart, I'm so grateful that even those things can align with one another. So we thank God just for the people that have already went forth this morning. I'm praying that something that has been said, that has been prayed, has encouraged the people. I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning, even for the ones that had to get off. I know we normally go through, I know you have to leave, that type of thing, but I'm thankful for everyone that has joined this morning, and I'm praying that you're getting something out of it. I believe that you are, especially if you're pushing in, especially if you're laying your fleece before the Lord. I believe that God is right here on the prayer line. He's sitting right there in your home. He's right there at your workplace because you are there and you're in his presence this morning. We thank God for it. Hey, I just want to encourage the people to be a giver, to give. Our partners support through their giving. And I believe that every seed produces a harvest. And I want to encourage you to put a seed in the ground. And if that is you, if you are so inclined, you can go to our Cash App. That's $Bishop Eric Clark. You can text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209. You always can go to the website, ekcministries.org, and you can sow your gift there. Hey, while you're there, you can upload your testimony, your 1 minute or less GPS, telling the people about your God. Listen, sing your favorite song. Read your favorite verse. Encourage someone in the Lord today. You also can upload your prayer request. We want to pray for you. We want to pray with you. You can do it there. You can get old messages, new messages. You can get it there. Anything that you're looking for, you're looking to become a partner, you can do it there. So it's so many different things on the website. I want to encourage you to go over there and just look through it, see what you can find, all right? The Believer's Declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. I thank God for that even now today. Listen, y'all know it is me, Sister LaShonda. I am your last prayer lead. Once again, I'd like to thank God for my mother, the person that has poured into me. I remember my very first message. In the message, I said, I didn't want my mother's God. I wanted to have a relationship with God for myself. But it was my mother who pointed me towards God. And I thank God because I do. I have a relationship with him that is completely mine. I believe that God hears and answers my prayer. But I thank God for the memories of hearing my mother at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, just calling out to God for her children, for her family, for her finances, praising him and the house being filled with praise and worship. And when you think back on it, you just have to thank God for that. And I think if our children have that, they will, even what we see, even though the enemy is trying to convince us that it's not going to happen, I am a living testimony that even when it seems like they're not getting it, that years will go, but there are roots going down into the ground. And as you continue to believe and as you continue to call out and as you continue to call things that are not as though they were, you're going to see your children rise up. And their relationship with God will be personal to them. It may not mirror yours, but it will be a strong relationship with him. That's what I believe this morning. Thank you, Lord. Can we pray, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, oh God, that you have opened the eyes of our hearts. Lord, I thank you now, Lord Jesus, that we wanted to have an understanding of why you loved us so much. Lord, we thank you that you are willing to save a whole nation for your people. Thank you, God, for every prayer lead that went forth, oh God. Thank you, God, for every person that laid their cares before you this morning. Thank you, oh God, for the ones that came with a praise in their mouth. Lord, thank you, oh God, for the prayers that have already been answered. Thank you, oh God, that you are the healing God. Thank you, oh God, that your ointment, your fresh oil is on us this morning. Thank you, oh God, that we can call on your name. Thank you, oh God, that your word says that by your stripes we are already healed. Thank you, oh God, even now for the prayer list, oh God. Lord, you know the names, oh God. You know who needs healing, Lord. You know who has different situations going on that you have to step into, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, I want to lift Sister Keitha up in prayer even now, oh God. Lord, I pray now that you would begin to heal her body, oh God. Lord, begin to touch her mind, oh God. Lord, begin to change the situation, oh God. Lord, I thank you even now, oh God. Lord, that you would strengthen her. Strengthen her, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your blood will run from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, oh God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you would, even though there were no fractures, Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that even the bruises will heal. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the birthdays that were celebrated in this weekend. I want to thank you for my spiritual mother, even now, Lord Jesus, Pastor Lenora. Thank you, oh God. Lord, for the anointing that is in her life, oh God. Lord, we don't take it for granted, oh God. Sometimes we get too common with people, oh God. But Lord, we want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord Jesus, that she has a heart for your people, oh God. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord Jesus, that she stands by the man of God, oh God. Lord, in sometimes seemingly in his shadow, oh God. But Lord, we thank you even now, God. Lord, that you're raising her up, oh God. Lord, that she is the strong right hand, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you have kept her covered, oh God. But Lord Jesus, we thank you that your word says that what we have done in the dark, Lord Jesus, that you will reward us openly, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that she doesn't seek honor, but Lord, she is due honor. Lord, we thank you that she is due double. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for the mothers and the fathers on the line that have not given up on their children. Lord, we thank you now, Lord Jesus, that they continue to call out their names, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, oh God, Lord, that we are just not going to give up. Lord, we're just not going to hand them over to the enemy. Lord, that we will set a standard, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, God, that their works are not in vain, oh God. Lord, that they will see their children saved. Lord, that the seeds that they have planted, oh God, Lord, that they will receive a harvest from it, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for every person that's on the line, oh God. Lord, you know what we are in need of. Lord, you know what we have in our basket, oh God. And you know what we have in our store, oh God. And Lord, I pray now, Lord, that you would bless the basket and the store. Thank you, oh God. I thank you, God, that we are no longer in a bubble. Lord, I thank you that you have given us the ability Lord, to speak the language of this world. Lord, that we will be able to be fishers of men. Lord, that we will use our platforms and our influence to reach a nation. Lord, it'll start in our houses. Lord, it'll start in our social media. Lord, it'll start in our jobs. Lord, wherever we have influence, oh God, I thank you now that we won't say, at least I made it in. But Lord, we will open our mouths and be witnesses to your great power. We'll be witnesses to your true anointing. Lord, that you will open the eyes of our hearts, that we will be able to see your will and your purpose so clearly. And when we see it, oh God, that you will put a yes in our spirit, that we will say yes to your will, yes to your way. We will answer the call. I thank you now for this time of prayer. I seal every prayer under the blood. We count it done and we praise you in advance for it. We give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. In your son Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Hey, if we can, let me see if it'll allow me. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. All right. It's not allowing me to do it. I was going to unmute the line. But listen, people of God, I want to just thank God for you. I want to encourage you to go over to Daily Bread here at 9 o'clock. Bishop will have a good word, and we'll be able to hear that. Listen, I tell everybody, if you can't get it live, the good thing about it is it's there. It's there. So you can go back and get it. All right. I'm going to go ahead and end. Y'all can say goodbye to one another and we're going to.